Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some r/a mad butthole. Jeez, I went off on that one. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's dive straight in to today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from, is it Jaya56 or Yaya56? Am I the asshole for refusing to put my boyfriend on the title of my house or make him a beneficiary? And we do have an update to this post as well. Background. My boyfriend of over 3 years has been living with me for 18 months. We are both in our 30s, happy, and talk about how this is it for us, relationship-wise. We are in it for the long haul. Only problem, he does not want to get married, and I really do. Marriage is important to me. We have had a lot of talks recently, and his vibe is somewhere between not ready and commitment as far as a marriage is stupid, so why bother? After many long discussions, I realized that I love him enough to stay and take marriage off the table, even though I want it. He says he doesn't know if he'll ever want to get married. Side note, we both do not want children. Now the issue. I got paperwork from my insurance and was looking through it. I made a joke about how my parents are going to be really comfortable if I die, especially in an accident. They can mourn me in style. Because of my insurance policies and the added accidental death insurance I have, my boyfriend and I then got talking, and he mentioned how I should really change my beneficiary to him. I said no, absolutely not. I told him that I would never make anyone who isn't blood or legal family my beneficiary. I said I would add him in the future if one day he decided he wanted marriage with me, but as it stands now, my insurance will remain as is. I also told him that since I own the house we live in myself, I bought it before we got together, that I would never add him to the title without marriage. Am I the arsehole? He is now mad and saying I'm an arsehole and holding marriage as a bargaining chip. We never have to get married, but I am not comfortable tying him to my finances without being married. For added info, I also have a lot of money tied up in my house. He does pay me to live here. My mortgage is almost $1,200 and he pays me $400 a month towards that. I also have a lot of money invested in my house. When I bought it, I used $42,000 that I saved for the down payment. That was all my money and is now equity in the house that he had no part of. Look, I'm never going to call you an arsehole for being smart about things. Because, you know, and I think it's going to come down to that good old compatibility thing again. Because to me, and again, this may be where I'm being controversial, I really think that OP does want to be married, regardless of what they said in one section of it saying, we never have to get married. I think that's going to lead to resentment down the road if they don't get married. Whereas if boyfriend is almost forced into marriage in some other ways, you know, that's going to cause resentment from him and it's not going to work out. So I'm hoping in the update that we're going to see some, you know, decent, healthy discussion. You know, it doesn't always go that way, but we shall find out in a moment. First, let's cover some comments, then we have a couple of relevant comments as well. Then we'll move on to that update. And we'll start off with Spoonful of Rage, who says, not the arsehole. He wants to benefit from marriage, being a legal spouse, without actually getting married. Yeah, no, hard pass. Rose Glass says, not the arsehole. I don't think you are using this as a bargaining chip, but rather being cautious and smart. You guys have not been together long enough to tie your finances together. He may change his mind about marriage eventually, and you may change your mind and add him without it. Or you may not on both counts, but right now, it's absolutely too soon. OP replies to that saying, and I do agree with this, it is too soon to even talk about tying our finances to each other. When I originally talked marriage, I was hoping for an engagement in the next year and a wedding in a few years. I wasn't even wanting something soon because I think we do need more time before that happens. So, talking more about finances shouldn't be a pressing matter yet either. Miley, 30, says he wants the perks of being married, like sharing in wealth, being a beneficiary of your life insurance without the obligations. Pretty reasonable that you're objecting to that. If he wants to stay single, that's fine, but he shouldn't expect you to agree that it's okay to hand over your nest egg or give him the proceeds of your life insurance. Not the arsehole. Remember, Towel Day says not the arsehole in the least. The house does not belong to him, and if you did add his name to the house and something happened to him, who are his beneficiaries? Would you then be stuck owning your home jointly with his parents? There are only downsides for you if you did that. The hardest part about marriage are children and commingling finances. With no marriage and no children, you can avoid the financial issues as well. And good for you to keep on top of your documents. And one more from Robot941, who says he's not even paying half the mortgage and wants to be beneficiary. For some perspective, I decided when I was 12 that I never wanted to get married. Then I met someone who I was sure to spend the rest of my life with. He wanted to be married. We discussed it and I decided that, since we plan to spend our lifetimes together, getting married would be beneficial legally. We are also child-free. When he got into a near-deadly motorcycle accident, it was very beneficial to be his spouse for legal and medical decisions. If your partner truly plans to spend his life with you, he needs to consider all the benefits of a legal union versus the cons of that legal union. I found more benefits than cons. Also, it made my husband feel good that I changed my stubborn mind just for him specifically. Not the arsehole, you need to have a deeper conversation regarding his reasoning. Opie added some additional information saying they abolished common law marriage, which gave partners rights and financial protections after living with one another for a set time. In my state 15 years ago, only married couples are recognized now. Then says, the thing about my parents got brought up because I was reading through docs and he asked what they were. I said life insurance stuff and then made a comment about my parents to be funny. That was just a joke. He asked, I made a bad joke. The result was a real life convo about changing beneficiaries. He does not pay half my mortgage because he makes a lot less than me, half my salary, and since I own the house, I said I would not charge him half. We split utilities even, 50-50, but I definitely buy more food. I would like to clarify that I don't want to be a married woman. I want to marry him. I love him and we have an incredible relationship, so my desire was to marry him. Marriage was never something I had to have before meeting him or something I thought about with another guy I dated or loved. It was never something I gave much thought to. But when I met him, my own thoughts of marriage changed and it became something I really wanted with him. If I can't have that, well, I still want him and love him. And that's okay to me. It's not going to be a deal breaker. So the update says, I listened to a lot of your feedback and talked to my boyfriend after my post. He seemed weird in our talk. He's been weird a lot lately, but I've been excusing it. He told me that he said to put him on as an insurance beneficiary partially as a joke, but then when I went off on my tangent, including offering up that he'll never go on my house title either, even though he never mentioned it, that he got offended and reacted poorly. He said he really did think I was going off about all that in retaliation for his no to marriage talks, so he was left with a bitter taste, which I get. I can be more forceful than I realise and I am naturally passive aggressive. He said I didn't have to put him on anything, but he needs me to understand that I am it for him. He wants to make his life with me. Things seem to be better after this. That weekend, he asked if I wanted to go on a hike. Oh, here we go. It was peak season for the leaves changing and there is this waterfall he suggested we go to. Cheeky. We get to the waterfall and he pulls an envelope out of his jacket with a tiny bow on it and says it's a present for me. I open it and it's a receipt from a jewelry store. I was confused, but I see he had the date of purchase highlighted and circled with a heart. It was early August, before the talks we had, where he said he never wanted to get married. I turn and there he is with a ring. I said yes. He said he knew I would never believe that he had the ring before all this without the receipt. That his attitude and comments when I started asking about marriage was to fool me, so I didn't get suspicious because this was the plan all along. He wanted an autumn proposal in a beautiful location since it's my favourite season. Money he has been saving after moving in with me, since I charge him a much smaller amount than he was previously paying, went to the ring. He saved money for over a year because he knew when he moved in with me that he was going to eventually ask me to marry him. So honestly, this is the best case scenario. We talked after too. when we get married, we will add each other as beneficiaries on our insurance policies, and we decided there's no need to put him on my title even after we are married. I really appreciate everyone's comments on that last post. I read all of them, and most people were genuinely concerned and offered wonderful advice. Then there was a comment below this one that said, I find it cruel and manipulative that in order to create a surprise proposal, he thought the best course of action would be to convince you that he didn't ever want to get married. Surely there are better ways to go about surprising you without causing you distress for months. Opie replied to that saying and quotes, I think he was stupid in this scenario. And then said, this is it. When we talked after the engagement, he even admitted he was stupid and panicked when I started on serious conversations about marriage. He's not nefarious or complicated. He's a sweet guy who panicked over a proposal that he desperately wanted to be a surprise, and that he started planning last spring. And the surprise meant everything to me. And as far as those mentioned and why he happened to have the receipt, two things. He was panicked that I would hate the ring and wanted me to be able to easily exchange it if I did. I loved it though. And have you ever spent thousands of dollars on something? Yeah, you save the receipt for a while just in case. And there were some other comments on this one as well saying, you know, maybe I've been on Reddit too long, but how easy is it to forge a receipt and going down that path as well? Another commenter who said, you know, gets too much Reddit, went along the road of, when he said, let's go for a hike, my mind immediately went to, he's going to try and push her off a cliff. Then after that, there's probably a 50-50 split of people saying, you know, it's a nice ending in the end, you know, with the stupidity involved, and others going, yeah, this ain't gonna end well in the end. But now I turn it to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Do you think it will end well or not? Do you have any other suspicions on what might happen? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Another story. And our next story comes from a throwaway account who says, am I the arsehole for calling my sister out for putting me on a blind date and lying to both of us about it? To cut a very long story short, my sister put me on a blind date with a wonderful woman. I agreed to it reluctantly, but was pleasantly surprised on said date, as she was pretty much my type and it was the best date I'd been on in years. Here's the issue. The woman is 22, I'm 43. Now, this wouldn't have been an issue if we had just discussed this on the first date, but foolishly, we didn't. For some reason, this conversation didn't come about for 3 months after the fact. Just for some context, the blind date was on Skype because of the current pandemic, and we only got to meet properly a few weeks ago. Nevertheless, I think due to being in lockdown, we both enjoyed having someone to talk to. So where does my sister come into it? At no point did my sister ever mention the age gap was this big. When she said younger, I was presuming 30s, not barely out of high school. On the other side, my sister had told the woman in question that I was in my 30s, not 40s. My sister is 33, so I presume she just thought we would be closer in age. Anyway, when this revelation came about recently, I was seething and had it out with my sister for matching me with someone completely inappropriate and for lying to both me and this woman she claims to be a friend. She can't see anything wrong with it because, as far as she's concerned, we're both adults and we've been going well for the past few months. Not to mention that I should have asked myself and not presumed. My issue is the principle. You can't lie to people like that, especially as I don't date very often anymore after my wife passed. She claims she only did it because she knew I would have said no otherwise. So, am I the arsehole for having a go at her, or should I just be grateful for her kindness? Edit, just to clarify, the woman I've been dating does pass for her late 20s, something even she herself confirms. I've only met her in person once, and the vast majority of the time, we only called on the phone, or text due to our jobs having hectic schedules. There was no conversation about our childhoods or anything which led either of us to believe the age gap was this large. And just to make it clear, I'm not remotely comfortable with this gap, and my sister knew this. Now the huge line that jumped out to me was about the fourth paragraph down where it says, she claims she only did it because she knew I would have said no otherwise. But Trent21 says not the arsehole, that's bonkers to me. Like, dating with an age gap is certainly doable, but a 20-year difference means you two are at completely different stages in life and maturity. How did she not see that age would be an issue? Action Comics 25 says not the arsehole, your sister set you two up knowing it would be an issue for you, and I'm guessing the young lady she set you up with, which is undoubtedly an arsehole move. Wowie Owie says not the arsehole, your sister sucks. This painting says not the arsehole, but don't let this consume you. Your sister wants you to be happy, so she lied to try and nudge you along on a date. That was wrong, and she is an arsehole for this, but only mildly so. Put your foot down with your sister and tell her that her meddling and dishonesty are counterproductive, and that if she wants you to be in a relationship, she's not helping by doing things like this. But don't let this hurt your sibling relationship too much. Sorry for the loss of your wife, and I hope you find happiness. And Potaton says, not the arsehole, you should check out the Twitter thread on Am I the Arsehole Twitter on your post. Most people agree with you and it seems Reddit is mixed, which is stupid. You're a good person for worrying about this. It's a valid criticism. If you haven't already, I would suggest sitting down with her and explaining the exact reasons why, that you don't want to take her 20s away and exactly what you would want out of a relationship. If you make that clear and she still wants to try, I think if you like her enough, it might be worth a try. If you're still uncomfortable with it, nobody will fault you for that. It completely makes sense why you'd feel wrong about it. Good luck, and I'm sorry your sister put you in this situation. That is totally not okay. But now, let's move on to the update to find out what happened next. So, I have quite a few people asking me for an update, which was very thoughtful, and I thought it would just be easier to share in case anyone else wished to know. First of all, thank you so much for the support and love. It really did help and made me feel very welcomed. Ultimately, I stuck to my guns and broke things off. Many of you asked how on earth I could have gone all that time without knowing her age. Well, that was because she knew my age and initially lied to me. Apparently, she and my sister had already had a conversation about my age and how it wouldn't be an issue for her. She then asked my sister if I knew, and my sister said, and I quote, just play along. When I found out about this, I just had enough from both of them and left them to their own devices. It's been about a month and my sister and I are simply not speaking. She tried to call me and tell me this was for my own good, but I just let her get on with it. I am not necessarily mad at either of them, but I am just done with them. The feelings I felt for the woman were more or less manufactured because she put on a persona which she knew I would be attracted to. Although it has been some time, I'm still exhausted by the whole situation, so I'd prefer to keep my distance from the two of them. Nevertheless, thank you so much to those people who replied and checked up on me. It meant a lot. For now, I will just keep going on my own, but these things happen. Reddit and Twitter did prove that there were some decent people out there. Not necessarily saying the woman in question isn't decent, I just question her approach to this particular situation. Oh, and to those saying a male widow is a widower, I'm very much aware of that, but after years of saying it and having foreign relatives not knowing the difference between the two, I stopped caring as they both meant the exact same thing. A person who had lost their spouse. Edit, and oh my goodness, I'm completely overwhelmed by the responses. I've been busy and I've been in a bit of a slump since the whole drama blew up, but all these kind words and messages have really put a smile on my face. Thank you so much, everyone. I really do appreciate it. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking what was going through their mind, because they had the conversation prior about the age and sister said and quoted, just play along. What was the end game in this for them to build the whole relationship on a lie that one day it wouldn't come out and everything would just be rosy just like that? When sister knew OP's feelings about dating someone younger. If you ever do get to hear this, Opie, I'm very sorry you went through that, and I hope you are doing better now. And I'm dealing with your loss and having to deal with this shit on top of things as well isn't really helping you. It's more of a hindrance than anything, isn't it? So I'm incredibly sorry for that. But now I turn it to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? What would you do in it if you was OP? Would you cut off the sister like that? Or do you think the relationship can be built up in some way? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. As always, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. Don't forget, at the end of the video, there's going to be a couple of playlists you can click on and it will scroll through all the videos for you, so you don't have to do multiple clicking and all that sort of stuff, and you can carry on doing what you're doing whilst listening. And don't forget to let me know what you're up to as well. I always love to hear it. A huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. Drink some water, brush my teeth, get out of bed and I stretch. Better my
air. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.